day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Your afternoon wrap-up coming to you in just a moment. Stay with us.
The founder of GoBob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Well, livestock futures held trade activity in a narrow range today, despite the firm buyer interest that developed in nearby cattle futures. The outside market commodity support helped to bring spillover buying to nearby cattle trade. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade. March corn futures were 6 cents lower. Stock markets were lower too in light trade. The Dow Jones is 45 points lower. NASDAQ down by 28 points. In live cattle, firm buyer support continued to hold nearby futures trade as the underlying support from outside commodity markets helped to draw unified buyer support to the complex. This pushed front month futures contracts 80 cents higher, with prices established at above $119 per hundredweight. The existing potential drew additional support back to the complex, but lacked the firming support from fundamentals. Meanwhile, mixed trade was seen in feeder cattle futures, with traders focused on the overall lack of buyer support throughout the day. Uneasiness, though, continued to grow concerning the wide-ranging gains in commodity markets, as well as increased overall concern that trade interest may slow down throughout the end of the month. The lack of consistency in beef values in the morning report had even more uncertainty to deferred feeder cattle trade. Moderate gains, though, of 60 to 80 cents held in spring contracts, while fall contracts held narrow losses. And grain futures were mostly higher today as traders in the U.S. returned from the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday to face a wave of news from here and abroad. Corn prices, though, followed soybeans higher, extending Friday's break above chart resistance to test the line drawn off October-December highs on the March chart. Soybeans surged to six-month highs on the nearby chart, posting double-digit gains to extend last week's rally. Heavy rains, though, in Argentina reminded traders of losses suffered last year that gave a big lift to late-season exports from the U.S. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mostly higher, following other markets higher and finding support from the sharply weaker dollar. And that's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.